Hi, this is Ron Jacobs for 10-4. Today I'm going to be showing you the Introduction to Workflow Services Lab from the Visual Studio 2010 Training Kit. In this lab, we're going to be building out an application where Contoso has a little HR form. You put in some information, you send a web service message, and on the back end we'll have a workflow. The workflow receives this message and right away sends back an acknowledgement to the client app. But it's not done. There's some actual work that it needs to do to deal with the resume that you send in. So it processes the candidate's resume by calling another workflow service on the back end. And then it gets a response from that and calls another service to check the candidate's references. Once it's got all that, it makes a decision, are we going to hire them or not, and sends the response to the HR form. So that's what we're going to build in this lab. Let's get started. Here you see I'm running Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. I'm running it as administrator just to simplify things in the lab. So we're going to new up a project here, and we'll call this Notification Services. And we're creating this in the Exercise 1 folder in the lab structure. We'll name the solution Begin. Now there's a few things we need to do to fix up this solution to get it ready for the lab. One thing is we're not going to need Sequence 1 XAML, so we'll get rid of that. And we'll also get rid of Program.cs. So let's now add some kind of pre-built components. We have here a contracts project that has just some classes that were shared across the service and client, so like this job application class. And then we'll also add a test client project. Okay, and now our notification service is going to need a reference to the contracts class, so we'll add that. And it will also need a new Program.cs file. So let's go back here to source, assets, Program.cs. This file is a little different than the other Program.cs in that it uses workflow service host. And this is how we host a web service from a console app. Now it needs this type, hiring notification. So we're going to add a new item. And let's look under workflow. This will be a sequence. And we'll name that hiring notification. Now we've got our contracts, our test client, and the notification services. Let's build it. Now, if you've ever written a web service, you're used to the idea of thinking of it like a method. It gets called with some arguments that come in. You do some work based on those arguments, and you generate a response, and then you're done. In a workflow service, it's different. You can do that, but you can do more. So, for example, we're going to send back a response that just says thank you, but then we're going to continue to do some processing and then later send back a decision about whether we hired or not. So let's see how that's done. I'm going to come to the toolbox here and drag a send activity, and we'll drop this right on down here. So this will be after the initial response was sent. Later we're going to do some more work and send another response. Now, this send activity has to be configured a little more than the first one because it's not correlated to a receive. So we have to set up the endpoint. This is where we're going to send it, and it has a binding. So we'll say we're sending it over basic HTTP, and we have to put in the address we're going to send it to. So we're actually going to send it back to the WinForm app that's hosting an endpoint on localhost 8082 WAC client. Now we need to configure the operation, so we're going to call this display name send hiring decision. The operation has a service, an operation name called hire, and the contract name is I hiring notification. And then what value are we going to send? Well, later we'll do something more complicated, but for now let's just set it to true so that we always hire everybody. Great. Let's build and run this. So we're going to debug our notification service. Okay, it's running. Now let's run the test client. Okay, let's put in here John Smith, jsresume.docx, and 10 references, submit. Ah, you see what happened there? First we got the thank you, and then we get back the please to extend you an offer. So now you can see how the lab is building up a little bit more. We're going to now add this other layer of processing that's going to make it more interesting. To start exercise 2, you see I'm still running as administrator, and I've loaded the begin project from the exercise 2 folder. We've done some things to save you some time here and to work around an issue in Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. This issue's already been fixed for later builds, but it has to do with reusing types when you add a service reference. Now, what we have in this project are the same that we had before, contracts, notification services, and test client. And now we have a new project called HR Services. It has a process application XAML file. And what we want to do is create a service that has really kind of two operations. One that will process an application, and the other that will check references. So how do I create a workflow that kind of has two service operations on it? Well, let me show you what you do. First of all, we're going to drag out of here a parallel activity. Now, what a parallel activity does is it does more than one thing, kind of, it schedules the child activities and lets them do their thing. So we're going to drag out two child activities on here, and both of them are messaging activities. So we'll say receive and send reply, and this first one will be the process application service. Now, these two services are going to actually share some state. This will allow us to see how correlation happens. So I'm going to click on the parallel activity and add a name variable. And this will be used by both of the services. Now, the process application service is going to deal with resumes. So I'm going to add a variable to hold the candidate resume. All right. And this here is of type resume. And now we can expand this and configure the receive operation. So we're going to call this process candidate resume. And the operation name, you can actually type it right here in the shape, process resume. And then the value we're going to bind to is candidate resume. So there it is. Now there's some things in the setting up this activity that are not here in this shape, so I have to come over here. And one of them is can create instance, so we do want to check that because this will create a new instance. And then the service contract name, we'll call this the process application service. Okay, so now that we want to see what's going on in here, let's drag an assign variable out here. And you remember that name variable we created earlier. We're going to assign name is equal to candidate resume dot applicant. Okay, and now we'll use a write line to show us in the console window the name of the applicant. So in the expression editor, I'm going to paste this in. You see that now I'm doing a little concat where I'm saying processing for applicant. And remember, this expression's written in Visual Basic. We actually invoked the Visual Basic compiler in memory to get the expression tree. And now we need to just configure the response here. So we'll call this send result. And for now, let's say we're going to reject everybody. All right, now let's go back up to the parent, parallel, and we'll do our other service. So we want a messaging activity, receive and send reply. We'll drop that in here, and we'll call this the check references service. Now I'm going to need a variable for this service to receive, so we're going to call this candidate references, and we'll have to browse for the type. It's in our contracts project. It's right here, the contracts.references type. And then we can go into the check references service. So we're going to call this the check candidate references receive activity. And the operation is check references. This is also part of the process application service. So it'd be like a different method on the contract. And this is going to bind to candidate references. And it can create an instance. And now we want to see the name, that shared state, from the parallel. So I'm going to drag this out a right line here. And I'll paste in from the manual, checking references for name. Now remember, we didn't assign the value of the name. So if there's something there, it's because the other workflow, the process application workflow, did that one. Okay, and then we need to get down here to the reply. We'll call this send result. And we'll just say that all reference checks are approved. Now the next step would be to consume the services that we just created. And we've already added a service reference for you, but I just thought I would show you the steps that you take. Now here I'm running our HR service just outside of the debugger. I did launch this as an administrator, so it won't have a URL ACL problem. Now, if I come over here to Visual Studio, our notification services, where the hiring notification is, this is the one that's going to use it. And we've already added the service reference, but I'll just show you what it's like to do this. So the process application service is running on localhost 8080. So if I go there, you see it's just like you've probably seen this before, consuming a WCF service. If I look here, I see the operations on the service, the contract. All of this has been inferred based on what we did in the workflow. So it's a little bit different than the way you would do services, say, with WCF, but the end result is the same. Now, when I generate a proxy reference for this, because we're in a workflow app, we're going to get actually proxy activities that you can use. So if we come over here to the hiring notification and open this up, if I look in the toolbox here, we see check references and process resume activities that we can use. So that's how we would add a service reference. Now we're ready to make some decisions about hiring this person. So we're going to need some variables to hold the results we get back from calling these other services. So I'm going to add a resume approved variable. And I'm going to search in here for a special type called nullable. So what we want to do is have a nullable Boolean. So this is how we would do a generic variable. Now what this means is that the resume has three possible values. Either it's been approved, not approved, or we don't know yet because it's null. All right, and then I'm going to need another one similar called references check passed. Same kind of thing, nullable. And it's a Boolean. Okay, so now we're ready to actually call this service. And this will happen between the acknowledgement and the hire decision. So let's come out here and say, first we're going to call process resume. And this will get, for the Boolean result, the resume approved. And for the resume, we're going to pass in the job app dot resume. Okay, and now we're ready for the references check, so put that in there, and the result will be bound to references check passed, and the references also come from job app dot references. Now that we've called these services, we can make a more intelligent decision than just saying true. And in fact, let me bring up the big expression window, because I'm going to type in a big expression here, or I'll paste it in from the manual. Let's look at that. So the response, whether they get hired or not, means that the resume approved has a value, and also the resume approved value is true. And also, the references checked passed has a value, and also the references checked value is true. So you can see that the expression editor can get, you know, pretty complex Visual Basic expressions. Now we're ready to run this thing. So let's start up the notification services. Okay, and then we want to launch the test client service. All right, now let's bring up the HR service. And we'll type in some information here. This is John Smith, jsresume.docx, has 10 references. So there we go. We get his resume processed, and then they decided not to hire him. Well, what happened? So there's something interesting you should notice here. You see right here, it's processing the resume for John Smith, but when it goes to check the references, the name is blank. That tells me something very important, because you remember I said the name is shared state, and the process at resume service sets the name, but checking reference service does not set the name. And it tells me that it really created a new instance of a workflow. So these were two different workflows. They weren't correlated at all. All right, so now we're to exercise 3, which covers some ground that's a little abstract but very important. You remember that I said that workflows can do a process that's longer than request reply. So multiple messages can be exchanged with something that lives on the back end for a long time, and different workflows might be accessing it. So this gives us a problem. When a message arrives at the back end, it has to be connected to the workflow instance that's responsible for processing it. Remember that we might have 50 or 100 different candidates who are all using this form to send in their resumes and check references and all that. So we want to be sure that we route the message to the correct instance of the workflow. Workflow 3.5 had a way to do this with a context exchange mechanism, but in Workflow 4 we've introduced a powerful new capability called correlation, which is how we're going to do this now. The first thing I need to do is create a variable that I'm going to store at the parallel scope, and this variable I will call it content handle. Now this is of a special type called correlation. It's a correlation handle. Now let's go in here to the parallel and into the process resume service, and we want to add a new variable. We'll call this variable resume approved. Now we need to use that content handle, that correlation handle we created, so that it will get initialized with some content. So we're coming here and pick this UI, and we're going to say this correlates with the content handle. And then we need to add a query. Now this query pulls something out of the message that Workflow can use as a unique identifier that it can associate this message with. Now most of the time this would be something like a number, maybe it's a job applicant number or an order number or something. In this case we don't really have that kind of thing, so I'm just going to use the name to correlate on, and then I need to put in some XPath. Oh great, well you know, I don't know what the XML of this message looks like, but we have a nice little helper here that's going to show me. So the argument to this receive activity is a resume. It has two members, applicant and qualification. So applicant is actually the name. So I'll pick that, and it converts that into a nice little XPath that I can use. And we just click OK, and now we've got correlation going on. Okay, now we want to make some kind of an intelligent decision about whether or not we're going to approve their resume. And this may or may not be intelligent, but it certainly is a decision. So what we're going to do is look at the qualification string, and just if it contains MBA in there anywhere, that must be good. So we're going to hire them. Well, how would you do that? There's a number of ways you could do it, but we're going to actually use the invoke method activity. Now, what this does is it actually invokes any CLR method on some object. So what we're going to do here is we'll say this is going to be the contains method. So we'll put contains in the method name. That's the name of the CLR method. And then in the target object, we're going to use candidateResume.qualifications. Now, obviously, contains takes an argument, so we have to come over here to the parameters, and we're going to add an argument. It accepts a string that says what you're looking for, so we're going to put in here, we're looking for MBA. And then the result will go into that new variable we added, resume approved. Now, there's another little glitch that happens sometimes in beta 1 where you put in the parameters and for some reason it doesn't take and you have to put it in again. So if that happens to you, don't sweat it. Just do it again. And now we can actually send, instead of a hard-coded true, we can send back the resume approved value. All right, now we are ready to go and modify the check references service. So if I come over here, I can set up the correlation again on this side. And we're also going to need a new variable called references check passed. We'll make this of type Boolean. And now we'll set up that correlation handle. Remember, this is shared state at the level of that parallel activity, so we'll pick the content handle. This will get set up by the other service when it's called the first time. Again, we need to do the same thing with what's the key. So we're going to call this name, but now this message receives something different. It receives references, so we're going to pull the name out of that message and correlate on that. But there has to be something in the message that we can uniquely identify with. Okay, now we need to make a decision about if the reference check passed. So we're going to do something kind of simple here. We'll drag an if statement on here. And we need to expand that. And then we need an expression. So we'll just say if candidate references.count is less than 3. Okay, so if you got less than 3 references, well, then you're in trouble. Then what we're going to do is we'll say references check passed equals false. Okay, but then otherwise, the else will say references check passed equals true. And now we need to return the result, references check passed. Okay, now we're ready to test this out. And you know what you can do here is you can select set startup projects. And we're just going to set these to start so I don't have to keep independently starting them. And now they're all going to start when I debug. So let's hit debug. Okay, so there's our HR service. We want to keep an eye on that one. And once again, we'll Smith, jsresume.docx, and 10. Now, the qualifications are just pulled out of the name of the resume. So since this does not contain the string MBA, this guy will not get hired. But you can see now, both checking and processing get the name. So that means correlation was happening, but Contoso didn't hire him. All right, so, but John's a smart guy. He is a smart guy because he knows if he puts MBA in the name of his resume, then he will get hired. Exactly. So, there you see. It's very interesting to see how you can build a service that does more work beyond just receive a request and send a response. It can coordinate messages with other back-end services. We could have invoked those two services in parallel. Might have been a little interesting thing to do. So there's a lot of very interesting stuff going on here, and we've only scratched the surface with messaging in Windows Workflow Foundation and .NET 4. For 10.4, over and out.